everything now has a meaning or a message behind it. Like, whether it did or whether it didn't, people apply a message to it all the time. To anything, literally anything. It could be a movie, could be a sentence. If it doesn't already have a message behind it, people make stuff up for it, right? So that's what I'm going to do this episode. I'm going to create a message before anyone else can make what the message is for this episode. And I'll tell you what the message is. Let's see my socks. Let's look at my socks. That's the meaning. The meaning is all in the socks, baby. Okay? And to describe my socks, they're orange. They have sheep. Now, what does this mean? That's obviously symbolism for something, right? That there's got to be a deeper meaning within the orange sheep socks. And there is. Lucky for all of you, there is. Notice how all the sheep are white. Oh, wait, no, they're not. There's one black sheep, right? Now, this is a message for standing out and to be different, to be unique, okay? Right? And as you can see, all the sheep are going in one direction, but the black sheep is also going in the same direction. So maybe actually the message is just be a sheep. Hey, welcome to Typical. To get some quick self-promo out of the way, I just filmed a new YouTube video on my personal account, P-Dog Pims. I filmed a little quick fight action video, a little quick fight scene, and I had the help of two friends of mine. Shout out to James and Daniel. One, Daniel was the camera guy, and he was very helpful. He didn't really have any camera experience, but he brought up a lot of ideas, and I showed him a little bit of how to do it. And he understood the assignment. He understood the assignment very well. And shout out to James for being in the video and letting me whip his ass. I know he's going to see this. That one was just, that sentence was just specifically for him. but yeah, no, we had fun. There was a lot of input. It was a unique experience. I've been wanting to film a fight video for a very long time. For like 2 weeks. And not actually more than that. But I've been wanting to film a fight video because I just wanted to do it. I see movies and shows. I'm like, that's cool. That's fun. I really like how that is. I want to understand it. I want to see what that's all about. So this was like the first time ever. I mean, I did back in like middle school. I kind of did something or was starting something with a friend, but that never saw the daylight. And probably will never see daylight because it was unfinished. And this fight video that just came out was just, we went into it intentionally with like bad fighting. We went into it just to learn, like, see how you do this, get like the techniques of like, oh, the camera goes here. Oh, we fight like this. Oh, we don't actually hit each other. Okay. I mean, that's a little lame, but if that's how it is, and that's how it is, and we'll learn. And yeah, it was a good video. I'm just saying that if you haven't already, maybe check it out. It's only a minute long, so it won't take up that much time of your day. And yeah, check it out. Now, moving on to not fight related topics, leaking someone's nudes. Right? That's like a real bad guy in the internet and social media game. Just boom, your nudes are everywhere. That's bad, right? That's not good. That's not a nice thing. But you know what's worse? People dying. No, I'm kidding. I mean, that is worse, but that's not where I was going. What is worse than leaking someone's nudes is leaking someone's search history. Like, completely everything. Like, let's just say I have a, maybe I'm the first to think about this, but I feel like in the future there will be some program or software where they leak a celebrity's search history, a president's search history. I'm not shitting you. If you leak a president's search history or anyone's search history, that is more catastrophic than nukes. Like, that will just destroy society. And you might think I'm joking, and there's little jokes here. There's a little joke in here. It's kind of funny. It's silly. Like, oh, haha, I know their secrets. Yeah, you know all their secrets, and you also know everything they've searched without context. And you might be thinking, oh, your brain might go straight to, oh, so we're going to know what porn they search for. Sure. But you're going to have no context for that. You're also going to have no context for whatever they search. So maybe you get to see how stupid they are. Maybe they searched, how do you open a milk carton? And you just have no context for that. You're just like, look at this fucking idiot. He doesn't know how to open a milk carton. He had to Google that. And other things, I mean, again, the obvious goes to like porn stuff. Maybe someone, you have no context. So what if the really weird titles or descriptions, whatever they searched for, what if it was just a misclick? What if they didn't even mean to watch that? Now it's just accidental and it's added to their search history. And you can see that because it was leaked. Now you see with no context. Fuck, I'm sorry. I was going to try to create the most messed up porn title search ever. And I didn't want to. I didn't even want to say any. I don't want to. Just think of whatever horrible sexual porn title you can think of. And maybe they searched that. Maybe they misclicked it. Maybe they accidentally searched for that. Right? Maybe it was an accident, but you don't know. Because you just see a list of everything they've searched and you just see it. You don't know if it was an accident or not. You just see, damn, this person's sick. Ugh, that's gross. Ugh. And now they're shamed. If your search history gets leaked, you will get shamed. Without a doubt. Without question. You know why? Because it happened in high school all the time. I saw people try to find tricks about, oh, hey, let me see your search history. Back before, like, anyone even knew what search history was. You know, they pulled the little trick of, here, let me see your phone. Go to Google. Okay, press the settings. And then they take your phone and they just look at everything. And now they don't have, there's no context. They just see everything. And it's embarrassing. You get shamed. This hasn't happened to me. Just so we're clear. I know it might sound like that's where I'm going, but no, that hasn't happened to me. I'm just saying, if you leak someone's search history, it is catastrophic to them and detrimental as a society. If we had the power to do that, we as a people, wars would be started. Civilizations would die. If you ever find the power, if you ever create the program, if you ever develop this search history program where you could just stalk or just view other people's search history, you're a monster and you deserve death. You deserve prison, because that's not good. It's not good, not even in the slightest. Not even if you created it for like a little joke. Like, I wonder what Kevin Hart searches. We might need this program, actually. I take that back. I do want to know what celebrities search. No, I'm just kidding. That's actually terrible, because it would for surely be used on celebrities. Because you're just like, I wonder what this person searched. And then you're like, oh my God. Oh my God. You just get horrified with what you see. Oh yeah, I also forgot to say, this is the new channel. We're on the new official podcast channel. It's kind of cozy here. I'm not going to lie, I was getting really frustrated setting up the lights. I had to set up the lights, and I got two new ones, so I was like, all right, I want to use these. But they're kind of harsh, so they cast a lot of shadows. I don't have like the thing to make them softer. But it was really frustrating. It's really frustrating. Spent like 2 hours trying to do it. I'm just saying. We're off to a great start for this new channel. Cuz I, despite the struggles of the lights, I'm happy to be here. It feels refreshing. It feels nice and new. I'm psyched. I'm excited to separate and just be here when I'm here. I made the Instagram account for the podcast, where on there I post the highlights from this. I also post like maybe pictures from the day or whatever. Maybe even like I also let people know when there's a new episode. I then made a TikTok account, which is essentially the same thing, where I just post the exact same highlights from that I post on Instagram. Actually, swap that. I post the highlights for TikTok, and then I also post the highlights on Instagram. It goes TikTok, then Instagram. But yeah, it's nice. The last thing I just wanted to say, it's nice to be on a new channel. It's refreshing, and it's given me like a fresh start. It's given me the idea that we're new. When it comes to conspiracy theories, where are you guys at for that? You guys, for everyone watching and listening, are you heavy into conspiracy theories? Are some of them not even conspiracy theories to you? You're just like, yeah, that's life. That's how it is. Any of you flat earthers? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone at all? Okay. I'm going to assume everyone said no. Because if you actually said yes, you're kind of stupid. You're also kind of crazy. But I'm not here to try to talk to you and figure out Earth dimensions and Earth sizes and shapes. No, some of the conspiracy theories are actually, they're so wild but interesting. I find them slightly entertaining, which I probably shouldn't, because some of them, like, people genuinely believe whatever they believe in, right? Whatever the conspiracy theories, they believe in whatever it is. So it might be entertaining to me, but to them, they're like, this is fucking real life, man. This earth game, it's not spherical in any way. I don't know where you get off telling me it's a sphere, but this shit's as flat. As your future wife. I don't know. Maybe he says that to me, right? Then I have to say, hey, man, it's not flat. Earth is a sphere. It's very spherical. Okay? I don't know. I can't teach you it. I don't need to teach you it. But it's like, it should be common sense, right? But that's okay. It's not up to me. It doesn't matter. And then the flat earth crazy person responds with, hey, yeah, you're right. I am changing my ways. I'm no longer going to be like this. Stupid. I'm no longer going to be stupid. I'm going to be like you. Cool. And then we just hug it out and we become BFFs forever. That's one way to handle crazy conspiracy theorist people. You just befriend them. Because obviously they're crazy and they've never had friends. So they need that. They need someone. They need a you, or they need a me. You know? One way or another. They need someone. And maybe that's why they do conspiracy theories, because they're trying to find people to just be in common with. But then again, at that point, wouldn't you like join a club for something? Or just like join a sport? Like if you're 60 years old and you're like, Earth's flat. I guess at that age, you know, it's too late for you to join a sport. Or maybe not. I don't know. I don't know your physical prowess. But, you know, that could be a reason why people do conspiracy theories. They're like, I want to find my people. I want to find people who think like me. So that way, when I say my crazy shit, I'm accepted and loved. But I don't know. I'm not a conspiracy theorist guy. Ask me anything. Ask me what I think about certain conspiracy theories. I'll let you know, yeah, I believe in that or not. All the answers would be no. You know what? Actually, we're going to play a little game. I thought I was done with the conspiracy theory topic, but I decided to Google list of conspiracy theories. So, let's go through some, and I will debunk them right here, right now. New Coke. A theory claims that the Coca-Cola company intentionally changed to an inferior formula with New Coke, with the intent either of driving up demand for the original product or permitting the reintroduction of the original with a new formula using cheaper ingredients. Well, Coca-Cola sucks. All right, that one was debunked. Yeah, all fun and games with conspiracy theories. You know, they're interesting conversations. Thank you guys for watching or listening. This is Typical. And see you next week.